Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join us live, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and you can watch us on social media platforms, subscribe to that page. Also, take the time when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com to go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that Rumble live feed that we have to rebuild, and we have been over the last 4, 5, 6 months now. And we thank you for the response in such a fashion as that you have given. So, again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, I got you for 1 hour. Let's stick to the topic. We're going to be jumping around from topic to topic. You're going to get angry with today's show. And hopefully this is going to push you to the point of pushing back. That's what we should have been doing a long time ago concerning what's going on here. Friends, you just heard during the break that they want to make it a law, no such thing in the United States of America, to basically shut down anti-vaxxers giving information that show you the dangers of vaccinations. Now, keep in mind, they've gotten away with it with Facebook, censoring at will, hiding behind Section 230, which was there to protect us from pornography, which in fact was put in place, and it's still there, friends, unlawfully. It's a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights and free speech, but it was put there to protect us from pornography. But we now see, and we have seen over the last several years, that Facebook is accomplices to the crime taking place because they were pre-planning as to how they were going to set up this censorship concerning the pandemic. And they have been doing this for some time now. And again, keep in mind, it's still there. It hasn't been struck down by all the good guys. I'm going to show you one in just a moment. We call him a great American appeaser. It's a brand new commercial from Ted Cruz. And again, friends, pay attention to what he goes to right away. I'll get to that in just a moment. But again, friends, keep in mind, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all using it against their political opposition. That is a crime in this country, friends. That is a crime. I'm here to tell you, if you're not willing to take your government back, this is going to keep going forward. This tsunami is going to keep going forward, and it's going to destroy everything in its illegal foreign path to that of the United States of America in so many different ways. Also wanted to let you know, before we get going here, the exemptions from Biden's vaccines now. No longer are they Donald Trump, you know, who is the father of the vaccine. Now they've shifted over to Biden's vaccine mandates. Who's exempt? Congress, legislative branch, congressional staff, the judicial branch, the White House staff, the CDC employees, the FDA employees, the USPS employees, NIAID employees, these are all acronyms, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, and illegals that come into the United States of America, they are all exempt from these experimental jabs. If that does not tell you what's going on, no one can help people such as yourself, friends. So again, I want wanted to let you know that information before we get to the next point. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because we follow the Christ here, period. We follow the Christ. Okay? John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, the list goes on and on. You get the point. So let's get to this, okay? So what I wanted to do, this just came across one of my social media platforms. I highlighted this a couple months ago, but it's important for me to keep it out there in front of your face. It's not tedious for me to do that, friends, because what happens is corruption depends upon the short memories of the American people. I want to keep it in front of you so you can understand as to how this works, okay? This is Ted Cruz, okay? He's a very patronizing human being. He's a globalist, for those that did not know. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, that he is a millionaire four times over. That's his net worth. And yet he makes $174,000 a year. Now, he's already in a place to put the stop in the kibosh on all of the illegalities going on in the United States of America. But I want you to listen to his appeal. I want you to listen to his empty promises, because what he's trying to do is fill up his wallet just a little bit more concerning the simple that don't know and are not paying attention to what's going on here. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. So I want to go ahead and play this for you. Again, this is Ted Cruz. It's very short, and I want you to listen to the great American appeaser making an appeal for what? Listen carefully.
It's simple. There should be no mandates. That's why I've introduced legislation to ban vaccine passports, to ban vaccine mandates, and to end mask mandates on airplanes. Will you help me in this fight by rushing an urgent donation now?
An urgent donation. I'm just curious, why does he need a donation when he's already getting paid $174,000 in the position that he is to put a stop to this in the first place? Why the fundraisers? Oh, friends, I got another appeal from Candace Owens playing the same game as Ted Cruz. She's worth $3 to $4 million. Okay. I got another appeal from guess who? The Antichrist, Ben Shapiro. These are all said conservatives that are not a threat to the establishment. Ben Shapiro, in fact, is worth $25 million. I got another appeal, friends. Believe it or not, I got another appeal from guess who? Jim Jordan, who's embroiled in scandal, not only a sexual scandal concerning a former wrestling team at a former college that he used to work at, but also his taxes up to $3 million. And the list goes on and the list goes on. And I got an appeal from Mike Pence, and I got an appeal from, man, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Folks, all an appeal asking for more money when, in fact, many of those, the above said that I just named, already make money, are already in a position to fight off the wolves as to what's going on in government. Folks, what are they doing? They're capitalizing off the ignorance of the American people. Wake up to what's going on, friends. They're already in a position to put a stop to it. But yet again, most Americans don't know that they're aggrandizing wealth unto themselves in the millions. In the millions. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-V-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. When I say this is going to make you angry, it is. Okay? And if it doesn't, again, it's just one of those given situations where I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, some of you people, again, could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. Or you're just dead in your sins. You've seared your conscience as the Word of God tells us. But folks, all the information that we need is right in front of us. This is why the American people are beginning to push back after almost 2 years. And I think we're at the 2-year mark now concerning just put a mask on for 2 weeks so we can turn and push the curve, right? So we can put a stop to this virus that doesn't exist to the degree that they want you to believe it is. So let me do it this way first. I want to show you what foreigners are doing, namely the president of Croatia. Okay, this is what he has to say. Now you're not going to be able to understand a word he has to say, but we'll go ahead and just I'll narrate the best way that I can throughout the duration of this short video. Okay, here we go. And I'll do my best. Doing my best. No more vaccination. Okay, so here, I'm just going to, instead of trying to understand what they're saying, I'm just going to do my best to read it, okay? Croatia is not sufficiently vaccinated. Unlike the EU average, we are only at 50%. Those are the numbers that are told to them, okay? And then she said, the president said, I don't care. We're vaccinated enough, and everyone knows it. This is what the president said. He said, we will not go more than 50%. Let them fence us with wire, is what he said. By the way, they're talking about doing that here in America. You might want to talk to Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead over there. He just did a great piece on what I'm highlighting even now. But the president from Croatia goes, we will not go more than 50%. Let them fence us in with wire. Okay? He said they won't do that. He said we are vaccinated enough because they are vaccinated enough. Okay? This is what foreigners are doing. So, from their perspective, said the president, we are vaccinated enough. Okay? He's saying no more. No more to this. There is simply no chance of endangering those people, he said. And I'll finish. If the goal is, saith the president from Croatia, we need not, he said, we need to know what the goal of this frenzy is. How is it that foreigners see this, friends? How is it that when you listen to the governor from the state of New York, the first thing she does is come out of the gate acting like a drug dealer on the behest of the pharmaceuticals, speaking to the church as if to suggest she has a place in doing that, which she doesn't. Put this up in contrast to what American politicians are saying, friends. Foreigners are telling us the truth while the American politicians are still selling you pharmaceutical drugs that are killing the American people. I go on. Back to the president from Croatia. If the goal is to completely eradicate the virus, then we have that goal. Okay? We've already done it, he said. Okay? He said, I have not heard. I gotta scroll back here. I'm narrating for the people that don't have social media platforms. He said, I have not heard that this is the goal. He goes on. If someone tells me it's a goal, I tell him it's out of his mind. That's what the president said. He said, that's impossible. Get vaccinated, then get vaccinated one more time. Folks, he's thinking, okay? We want to eradicate COVID-19. He said, that is impossible. There's several strains, don't forget. The president from Croatia goes on, it's obviously impossible, saith he. I start every day with CNN and those few channels. There's the problem right there. And by the way, for those that believe that CNN is so huge globally, go to the United States of America. They have an average of 2 million viewers a day, for the record. Going on. And I wonder if I'm normal or are they crazy? A common sense comes into play. They spread panic. They do it from the beginning, speaking of CNN, okay? They are not the only ones, but there is simply no absolute certainty. That's right. That's why we have a natural immune system that God gave us. Going on. He goes on and says, there is no life without risk, without the possibility of getting sick. Exactly. Bingo. Right? People get sick from 1,000 other more serious things, said the president from Croatia. And then he goes on and says, and while that's happening, we've been talking about COVID-19 for a year and a half now. A year and a half. Yep, and billions of dollars have been made off the stupidity of the people that are not paying attention to the details or considering the source. Put that up against John 8:44. The president from Croatia goes on, okay, 1 year, I understand, I justify, I was for it. That's what he said at the beginning. And then he says, since the new year, I only listen to nonsense. Okay? That's what he said. He only listens to the nonsense. And he goes on and says, we will be vaccinated no more. Why has he come up to that conclusion, friends? Because he figured out what was going on. He figured out that he was a pawn in the hands of the powers that are tolerated. And common sense came in. The simplicity of common sense. The Bible says when the word enters, it brings in understanding, right? And that's exactly what's happening to the president of Croatia. Look at him. No more. He said, no more. Americans, have we gotten this? No more. Now, let's put this up into contrast, again, coming from another propaganda outlet, that of Yahoo. Look at this. New York, Tim spent some time on this yesterday. By the way, thanks, Tim, for jumping on and covering my six for yesterday's show. It was a great show. As a matter of fact, if you haven't heard it, go watch it or listen to it. But the New York governor, she comes out, Hochul. Tells Christian worshipers, God wants you to be vaccinated. Friends, is this insanity? Just last week, I spent an hour or two, I believe it was on Saturday, how the immoral in Hollywood are preaching to the church. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23. Isn't that what Jesus did when he rebuked the Pharisees? Matthew 23, verse 3. Okay? Now, just keep in mind what I'm showing you right now. God wants you to get vaccinated, said the new governor. First thing she comes out in support of. First thing she comes out in support of. Why? Because she's not working for the American people. She's working against the American people. And we've seen this come from every governor in the United States of America in the end. Some of them kind of wish, you know, kind of walked the wire and they were a little wish-washy. They were on the right side and then they were on the left side. And at the end of the day, they all agreed. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? That's what they did. And that's what they're doing today. But isn't it interesting, again, Croatia, the president, no more. In America, what do we get? We get the governor, the brand new governor over there, comes out of the gate. You need to get vaccinated. You need to be my apostles, okay? Now, I'm putting a little salt on your tongue because we're going to highlight her in just a moment. But did you see this, friends? Health Impact News, lawsuit, government, Medicare data shows 48,465 dead following COVID shots. Remdesivir, this drug that they're using, they're mandating it in hospitals. 25% of the people are dying from it that go in there. By the way, firsthand experience, just over the last month, we had a family member in the hospital, and they are driving, I'll tell you what, they are driving their test, they are driving the vaccination. No, folks, you could go in there with your head cut off. They'll say, what is this? This is the COVID-19. This is the fallout from COVID-19. Also wanted to highlight, no matter what it is, one of your arms could be missing, friends. You got to take the test. This is COVID. I mean, you could have a big bullet hole right through your chest, friends, and all this is COVID. That's what they're going to equate it to. This is what they've been doing for 2 years, friends, is manufacturing the results. And you know it. And you know it. And as I like to say on the show, and Americans are still trying to figure out if they're being told the truth. Nope, you're not. There is no truth in these people. Here, let me take it a step further just to show you, coming from the source, Johnson & Johnson employees admit that they would not take the COVID-19 shot their employer makes, nor give it to children. Okay, and keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them that are trying to drive it down into your bloodstream. It violates Scripture, friends. Leviticus 17:11. The life is in the blood. Where does Satan want to get? He wants to get into the bloodstream to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Just ask incarnate devil Bill Gates. Okay? Not going there right now, but listen, when they are telling you themselves, we would not take this. Then why are you taking it? Why are you taking it? I got a hard break coming up, folks. And I'm telling you, I'm coming right back to this video. And it has everything to do with the brand new governor. And what they're doing, friends, is 72,000 nurses and healthcare workers were fired over vaccine mandates, completely illegal. Guess what they're doing, friends? They're meaning to bring in foreign troops to take their place. They're meaning to bring in foreign troops to take their place. I'm going to play the audio video on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News. The unvaccinated are not listening to God. Those words from the Democrat New York governor. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you can always jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, join us on Rumble live feed. We get about 100,000 people, maybe sometimes it's 125,000, 150,000 that watch us every day on that live feed. Do subscribe there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, go to social media platforms, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Okay, we had issues on Friday's show. Saturday's was fine, but lines are wide open, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you just heard it from the devil's own mouth with this governor. As she calls it. Listen, folks, you got to understand, presidents are not elected, they are selected. So are politicians, governors, and mayors. Every once in a while, one will get into the mayoral position. But you better know those higher positions, that they are put into place, their plants. To prove the point, judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Is she working for the people, or is she attacking through authoritarian methods, trying to single out people that are not going along with their system? That's all you have to do, okay? We have a real devil in New York. Folks, I believe that the people in New York, they just jumped from the frying pan right into the fire. And listen to this woman. This is exactly why the Lord said in these particular cases that the woman needs to be silent in the church and learn from her husband at home. She has no business being there. when you look at Isaiah 3, it talks about in times of judgment that women would rule over you. Now, I'm not getting into all that in the sense of am I backhanding women? Absolutely not, man. I see women all across the country doing the stuff that men are not doing. But when you see them act in such a fashion, they need to be reined in. They need to be reeled back in, friends. In New York, you have a handful, let me tell you. And what I'm about ready to show you shows you all the more as to why you need to get serious, Americans, because what goes on in California and in New York sooner or later spreads throughout. And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven because it will leaven the whole lump. The foxes will spoil the vine, and there's no reason why 330 million people sit back and allow this garbage to take place. So let me get over to Ben Swan's most recent piece, which is outstanding, concerning what's going on. Using foreigners to take the places of our doctors and nurses who have just been fired. Now, how many times did I tell you, friends, they're going to use foreigners? We just found out what's going on in Virginia right now. They have NATO troops there. They have no business on our soil. The British are here again, colonists. Don't forget that. They're here again. And they're working hard at usurping, they're working hard at eradicating who you are so they can create a new global order. That's what's in place here, friends. But they are now doing the unthinkable, again, which only shows you what I said. They're acting in a foreign manner to the very oath that they swore to uphold concerning the U.S. Constitution. Let's get to this. Let's check it out. Ben Swan.
New York has announced they will fire up to 72,000 nurses and healthcare workers as of today who have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine.
I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to
listen
address
to that.
These shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard who are medically trained.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who also says that these workers who are being fired are going to be replaced by National Guards troops and people from other countries being brought here to fill those positions.
Of course they are.
Here's the big lie of it all. Are vaccinated nurses less likely to spread COVID than unvaccinated? The answer is no. We'll break it down for you. I'm Ben Swan, and this is Truth in Media.
Okay, so folks, he's just playing out right now his intro, and I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. But again, if you look at, folks, you look at judgment, you look at Deuteronomy 28, the foreigner will be made the head, you will be made the tail, your land will be dispossessed from before you, it will be taken away, it will be given to those which in fact mean to rule over you. And it's exactly what we're seeing, folks. I can get into this very deep in the sense of judgment. We talk about much of it. The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:17 and verse 16. Read both of them, put them in, let them coincide, let them run congruently. So you can understand that God will have his way. He's either going to be glorified in the salvation of this country, or he's going to be glorified in the judgment of this country. And that is exactly what Scripture tells us in that of Deuteronomy verse 28, verse 63. So what I'd like to do at this point, friends, is I would like to get caught up with Ben and see where we're at concerning what is in fact taking place here. So let's join him right now and see where things are at.
Take the COVID-19 vaccine, despite the fact that many of these nurses may have already had COVID in the past. There's no exemption for that. No religious exemption. No exemption for their own medical care if they can't, for medical reasons, take these vaccines. The governor of New York says that she can see the clear end to COVID. She's tired of talking about it, and that we'll get there. Listen to this.
It reflects my priority to just stop this virus dead in its tracks. We are over it. We are done. We want to move on.
And so the way we're going to get to the end of this, she says, is by forcing vaccination upon everyone, including those healthcare workers. But already, these mandates are causing healthcare staffing shortages. Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo suspended elective inpatient surgeries and had stopped accepting intensive care patients from other hospitals as it prepares to fire hundreds of unvaccinated employees. In some hospitals, the shortage is so bad that labor and delivery services have been halted because there aren't enough nurses and healthcare workers
right.
to be in the maternity
That's
ward.
Right.
It's a very serious situation, and it's been entirely created, not by a pandemic, entirely created by officials in New York. They are the ones creating the crisis that they're now trying to solve using the National Guard. The bottom line is there are huge questions about this vaccine and its effectiveness. Because consider the fact that back in July, the director of the CDC made a startling admission when she simply admitted that those who are unvaccinated carry the same amount of virus in their nostrils as those who are vaccinated. But we have all come to accept a truth about vaccines that has never been accepted as a truth about vaccines in the past. And that truth is that these vaccines do not and cannot prevent you from either contracting COVID or spreading COVID, period. That is an incredible idea. So we'll set aside the fact that it's a complete redefinition of what a vaccine is in the first place. But just understanding that that's now where we stand, we have to ask this question. So if a nurse or a healthcare worker in New York is unvaccinated, and they certainly can spread COVID to a patient, correct? But they're also working alongside a nurse or healthcare worker who is vaccinated. They too can also spread and transmit COVID to a patient. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is one group of...
That's in fact what the CDC is even warning of, friends. They're blurting the truth out in their confusion. This Delta variant, this is coming from the vaccinated, as they call it. This experimental jab. That's where this is coming from. That's where the shedding's coming from. So what the American people and people on a global basis have done, in essence, is have allowed them, the bad guys, to convince you that we needed to take their dangerous experimental jab in creating the problem to make it twice as worse as it was before. If people would pay attention to the history of governments, especially ours in the present, we would have put the kibosh on this right off the get-go. But we didn't. The American people are still playing along with it in some cases, and there's many more that are not. I want to highlight this too, please. It's interesting to me that we were told over the weekend that 230 million people have mysteriously taken the COVID vaccine, and that 80 million people are refusing to do so. Maybe if I get time, I'll show you that short video as well. Folks, I want you to understand something. Listen to the frustration. Listen to the totalitarian force compliance measures they're trying to use. If they had 230 million people vaccinated, as they call it, do you think they would be frustrated? Do you think, friends, for one moment that they would be saying our patients are running out, as if to suggest he's ever been given the power to act in such a fashion? And let me add to this piece that I'm playing by Ben Swan even now concerning this witch in New York. She's going to use emergency powers. Can you show me, Americans, 1-866-582-9933, where they can just create emergency powers outside of the enumerated delegated powers that were given to them by the people? They don't exist. They exist in the minds of the foolish that submit to this sort of tyranny. They don't have constitutional authority. If it is in contrast to the U.S. Constitution, it is nugatory. It is null and void. Let's get back to the constitutionality of who we are, people, because every time they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that is, in fact, how they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it, and they're getting away with whatever you let them get away with. And it's exactly what, in fact, they are doing today. Let me get back to this. Ben Swan, let him finish it off.
Spreaders, not allowed, but another group of spreaders is allowed. See, the lie that we've been told for the past couple of months is that we are now in a pandemic of the unvaccinated, when, in fact, it more and more appears that we are in a pandemic of the vaccinated.
That's right.
Those who have no idea they even carry COVID, and they are spreading it. So again, I ask you, if a nurse is unvaccinated, how is she more of a threat to patients' health than a nurse who is vaccinated, if both have the same ability to transmit COVID to their patients? That's why this whole thing is so obviously a sham and so obviously political.
That's right.
In terms of these kinds of mandates. They're about control and not about public health. Guys,
that's exactly right. It's about control, not about public health. It's about emptying the coffers of the American people and emptying your wallets. And keep in mind, friends, those that are behind this plandemic, they are also the ones in 1986 that made sure that the pharmaceutical companies could indemnify themselves of the consequences of those that are killed or maimed by these said experimental jabs. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I mean, folks, come on. I got to be careful here because we are on the good graces of GCN. They're great people. Ted Anderson over there, the president, is a really cool guy. He's a real mellow guy. But, gosh, sometimes you listen to these radio commercials and you just got to ask yourself, really? Does anybody really talk like that? Apparently so. Apparently so. It's embarrassing sometimes, as they would say down south. It's just embarrassing. I want to get over to this because I want you to see this again, and I don't mean to say over and over and over again, but I do want you to see this Congress exempt from Biden's COVID. I want to say this, and I want to make it clear, and I want you to listen to me carefully. And I've said this a million times, but for the sake of the new listeners, folks, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, no such thing constitutionally. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4. We are ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. We were warned about it by John Adams, the second president. Now, the reason I'm saying that is what we hear is when Trump was the president of the United States of America, he was still subject to Article 6, Section 2. Now Biden's in office. Now people think that he's a government to himself. No, he is not. He swore to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, correct? Is that true? Yeah. Then get this vernacular out of your hearts and your mouths and your head. Your hearts, your heads, and your mouths. That whatever they say goes. No, not true. Not true at all. I don't know why this is coming up, but in contrast, people are saying that this is going to be tried constitutionally. You'll hear this in this next piece I'm going to play for you. This piece is going to make you angry, too, and I do have enough time to play it for you, so I'm going to during the last segment. And you're going to find, friends, that this said disgraceful, pathetic man, that some in this country have the audacity to call the president of the United States, who is thereby voter fraud, he's a sham from A to Z. And it is for the American people to say no to what's going on here and have him impeached and prosecuted for his crimes because Donald Trump failed to do so, as though he did promise for 5 years that he was going to drain the swamp. I want to say that because, again, it's important that you understand, Americans, you are the government in this country. Read the Declaration of Independence. You are the government in this country. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. It starts out with we the people. Not they, the government. No, they are an extension of who we are and what we tolerate them to do and what it is that we don't tolerate them in allowing them to do or not to do. Okay? So let me get over to this because this one really, I got to be honest, it bent me way out of shape to the degree that, well, you know what? I'm just going to let you go ahead and respond accordingly once I get this pulled up here. And you ready for this? Here we go.
Biden moving to impose vaccine mandates on the vast majority of
the federal workers. He has no constitutional authority in doing so.
As well, conjuring a clash of safety versus liberty.
Listen to this.
It's not about freedom.
Yes, it is.
Personal choice.
Yes, it is.
It's about protecting yourself.
Baloney.
And those around you.
Not from you.
But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Listen to who he's blaming, friends. He's blaming those that are not going along with him. It's not about freedom. Oh, does that change because of some new crisis that you needed? Folks, how many times have they done this? 100 times.
I get it.
Over and over and over again, friends. They keep doing it, and they're going to continuously do it, again, until the American people say no to it. It's not about freedom. Oh, that all went out the window now because Joe Biden said so. Really? That's something, isn't it, friends? How he just like that, said it's not about freedom anymore. And then who does he blame? Their political opposition, friends. They blamed their political opposition. Keep in mind, their numbers of 230 million are probably the ones that have not been vaccinated. And giving them even that of 80 million, friends, I believe is too high. I really do. Let's get back over to this. I'm going to play it out in this duration.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself.
It's not for him to do that.
You've been patient.
Same guy trying to disarm you.
Wearing thin.
Trying also sanctioning the murder of innocent babies.
All of us.
Put that into the equation.
Taking anger out on the unvaxxed. He's targeting 80 million Americans who don't trust him, don't trust the media, for good reason.
Well, I think that he should approach this with an iron fist.
That's communism.
I think that the overwhelming majority of the country is going to be deeply appreciative of somebody standing up at long last and saying to the small minority of nuts in this country, enough.
But you better get the vaccine or Dr. Joe Biden is going to unleash the full force of the federal government against you and your loved ones and your employer, and you will be canceled in society altogether.
Joe Biden does things that 60-70% of Americans support, and you've got southern governors saying they're going to fight him
all the propaganda
gates of hell, to stop what most Americans support.
Bill Bennett, former drug czar, I'm sure you have strong feelings about the president's new mandates, but are most of the media basically pretty supportive of imposing these rules on workers?
I think pretty supportive, but I'll tell you, our patience is wearing thin. I mean, what the hell? Who does he think he is?
That's
our
right.
Patience is wearing thin. And then that commentator, I don't know who it was, he needs to have an iron fist like Bismarck.
Steve Schmidt.
What kind of country are we living in? Whatever. Yeah. What kind of country are we living in here? Joe Biden posits that we have this terrible spread of the virus. Everyone has to be vaccinated. By the way, the caricature that it's mostly Trump supporters who are not getting vaccinated is not really true. The largest group, percentage-wise, is African-Americans, who for the most part did not support Donald Trump. But we've got to vaccinate everybody. I've been vaccinated, by the way. I'm in favor of vaccinations. Meanwhile, 40,000 people a week are coming up from the southern border. No vaccination, no check on them at all. If this is a national emergency, why don't you take it seriously?
There is.
Your patience is wearing thin, Mr. President. Your credibility is wearing thin.
He has no credibility. This is coming from Fox News. I don't know anybody that gives him credibility except the mainstream media. And listen, again, if we would simply judge these men by their fruit, we wouldn't be in this position. If men would read the Word of God for themselves and understand their founding documents and where it is that they came from, maybe then and only then they would understand where they're going and what they're up against even in the present. People do not understand that there is a clear and present danger. And that danger has been here for some time. It's been in this country for decades. Might I go back? I want to ask the question, folks. I've given the number out three times. I don't think I've ever done a show where we didn't get a phone call. I just want to make sure everything's good over there as far as getting through. 1-866-582-9933. Still have 3 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to what we highlighted with Ben Swan. That in New York, now listen carefully as to who they are showing favor to again. 72,000 healthcare workers will be fired from their jobs as the new governor has just announced that the National Guard will have to work in hospitals instead. Keep in mind, we're talking about foreigners coming into America. We already know that they're in Norfolk, Virginia. We talked about that the other day. Folks, this isn't a game. You, again, have your said representatives zeroing in on their political opposition, embellishing numbers to single you out. Who cares? Folks, polarizing you to submit to their tyrannical ways. Who cares? Stand up and defy like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like anybody else throughout Genesis to Revelation. Like everyone else, friends, that established the U.S. Constitution over 244 years ago. Americans, what is it? Is freedom good enough for you to ride off the backs of those that sacrificed themselves? Is that honorable to you? Abigail Adams, president's wife, second president. President, wife of John Adams, said, all honor lies on the battlefield. Do you know anything about that, Americans? The American people need to shut their televisions off. They need to get educated. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. The people in this country need to get involved, regardless of how the media wants to beat up on you and how the corrupt city boards, school boards, and said representatives in this country want to continuously target you to shut you down. During the first segment of the show today, and I end with this, they want to make a law to stop anybody from speaking out against their dangerous vaccinations. Why don't you go ahead and check out Health Impact News, and you tell me who should be shut down, because it's not we the people, it's them the corrupt. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.